Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 22. Our doubts are traitors.
Part 3 of 3.
Oh, come on. Part of the reason I drove is that this wouldn't happen.
I'm trying, okay? Just keep going down this road. Ugh, God, I'm getting a huge headache from this thing. And you're driving.
You live in L.A., and you don't even know how to get to LAX.
Not unless it's by freeway.
Ridiculous.
You know, I could have come on my own.
Right. Like Mikey would have let that happen.
You want to try and read this thing?
Nope. I hate maps. I drive by memory. But it doesn't really work when you haven't gone somewhere before.
Okay, just try not to swerve so much, okay?
What, you want me to drive over the cars? I don't think that's going to help. All right, I'll slow down a bit, all right? Take it nice and easy.
Okay, 54th, take this all the way down.
Hey, why don't you have one of them MRE crackers? Might calm your stomach down.
It's helping.
Then just sit back and stop looking at the map. We'll figure it out. It's in that direction.
Right.
It's an airport. How hard is it to find?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Pull over.
Seriously?
Please.
Hey, careful. Stay close to the car, right?
I'm trying.
I think it's clear. We can rest here for a few minutes and catch a breath.
Okay, thanks.
All right, let's figure out where we are. Oh, we are way off. Datu and Kalani took the road along the 110 South, then cut across the 105. Oh, you just decided to skip all that, I guess. Let's just get there. You feeling better yet?
No.
So, you and Michael, huh?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Just making small talk. You done yet? Can we go? I don't feel all right staying here.
Are you okay?
I don't know. Just, give me a minute.
You hear that?
I don't hear nada.
Right. No birds, no dogs, nothing.
I don't think we should have come this way.
I think you're right.
Get back in the car.
Oh my God. It's hard to breathe.
Drink water, just do it, okay? Hold on! Breathe through your nose!
I'm trying!
Oh no!
Victor!
Stay with me!
Victor!
Stay with me!
Hey, Cayman, this the right stuff?
Just a second.
Hey, we grabbed the two kinds they had in there.
There's a fueling point there for it too. If you want us to go bump some.
We'll top the chopper off when we move her over there and load up some drums to take back to the tower.
What kind is it? The fuel, that is.
Most likely JP5.
Where's Bert?
He was cleaning out the back, but I think he's chatting it up with someone at the tower right now. Come on, we're burning daylight already.
Give me a break!
Thanks, Tatu. You find tools in the hangar too?
Yeah, I think we can patch the hole with this. Clamp over it?
We'll find some way to make it work. We gotta patch it before we can flush it. Saul, you can help Bert clean out the back while we work on this.
Gee, thanks.
Guys!
You done finally?
We have a problem. How long did it take you two to get here from the tower?
What was it? An hour?
Hour 15 at most.
Pegs and Vic left 2 hours ago.
So maybe they hit traffic.
Not funny.
Well, what if they got a little turned around?
Long time for that. I'm thinking we might go look for them. Michael seemed to think it was a good idea.
Of course he would.
So what? His girl's gone for like 10 minutes and we gotta drop everything and go looking for her? Way to lead by example.
It was my suggestion. They might have broke down.
You won't need to. Look!
I'll go radio back. Let the tower know they're here.
Had us all worried for a minute there.
You won't believe what happened to us.
Try us. You get a flat?
Took a wrong turn back there.
Yeah, Datu and I had the same problem. We started driving out of the runway, but it didn't take us that long to find this place.
No. Way back there, we ended up somewhere awful.
What place is it nowadays?
It was crazy.
Victor and Pegs explained the best they could. They talked about how it was hard to breathe, yet they said it had nothing to do with the air. A moment of nausea, turning into something welling up and choking in their throats. Wasn't really something easy to believe for any of us.
I don't know what we ran into, but it wasn't good. Nothing like I ever encountered in my recon missions. This was different. The further we drove, the worse we felt. It was hard to breathe.
Yeah.
We had to turn around and get the hell out of there. It wasn't until a mile or two away that it started to get better.
Where was this?
We marked it on the map. Somewhere around here.
Inglewood?
Well, close to it.
This place sounds like something Samantha described. Ground Zero, she said.
And when we went through the journals, that's where the times were the earliest.
Michael circled it on everyone's map, too. We've been going around it. You two decided to go right through it. Brilliant.
No one told me not to.
Me neither.
So it's a nasty place. We go around. Got it? Moving on.
That's it?
Sounds like you already knew it was there. What does this change? You made it through, didn't you?
If that's where it started, we might want to take another look again.
How and why? What good is that going to do? It damn near killed you, and now you want to go back?
I'm with Flyboy. Leave it alone. Treat it like a landmine. Just go around.
It could give us some answers.
It could leave you dead.
It could make you worse than that.
Yeah. How you two feeling?
Fine. Now.
We're good. Relax, old man.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on you for a while. No offense.
It's an unnecessary risk. Michael knew it. That's why he told everyone to go around.
How do you know what he wanted?
Look, we'll talk about it later. We have work to get done. If we get this thing working, we won't have to drive. We can fly over and see.
Fine. Let's just get started.
How did you end up there anyway? Didn't they give you a map?
We didn't mean to get off course. We got lost.
And you want her to fly this thing?
Hey.
Yes. Yes, I do.
You haven't even given me a try, and you're already judging me.
We mean no offense, but you don't have the greatest track record.
Excuse me, but every moment I've been around her, she's been doing her part and damn well. She was part of the team that stuck her neck out for you. Show her some loyalty.
I'm not dogging her for that. Thank you, Peg. Again, for everything. I mean it.
You're welcome.
But this is a little different. How many hours you really have flying?
80, more or less.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Never mind. Do your thing.
I'll get started patching the holes. We really need to get working.
Yeah, and the rest of you prepare the back.
How long till you can fly it?
It might take some time. The hydraulics just might be the start of the damage. All right, now Pegs. I want you in the cockpit to get you familiar with the controls. They're much different than a plane, but some things are similar.
Hey, freshman, you got a cargo bay to start scrubbing out. You gonna keep standing there with the thumb up your butt or what?
You talking to me, amigo?
Shit rolls downhill. I can't. I need to keep the IV clean. Bunch of pieces and blood back there.
You weren't worried about it when we got...
I can get you more cleaning supplies. You know, I'll check around the terminal.
Yeah, leave the hard work for the men. I see how it is.
Hey, I hauled those big-ass drums around. I did my part. You got this handled.
They weren't that big.
Lazy. Give him a break. He's been through enough. Has nothing to do with that. He's been bedridden for a long time. I don't think he wants to admit now how tired he is. There. There are already a few bags in there along with paper towels, extra gloves in the Hummer.
Ew. Have fun. I'm lucky I'm the smart one. I'll be helping Kalani.
Hey, I could do that too.
Bert, right?
Yep, that's me.
Well, nice to see someone's not afraid to get their hands dirty.
Kalani led me to the cockpit of the massive helicopter. He said it was a Pelican, a rescue helicopter they had in the Coast Guard. I was a little confused because sometimes he called it a green giant, but he said it was the same thing, only this one could land on water. Inside, aside from the grossness in the back, the gray body was wide with several red cargo net seats along the walls. I could easily stand up inside without my head touching the ceiling. There were several solid windows on either side, and towards the cockpit there were two seats up front and one directly behind the pilot for the radio or something, I guess. Kalani had me sit up front and started to go over everything. It was intimidating at first, but after a while I started to get the hang of it.
It's not so difficult, right? So here's the fuel pump. You'll turn that on first, give it a second, and then turn the keys and start her up. Now you have three main controls. Those down by your feet are the rudder controls. For the blade in the back, that'll turn you without having to bank or change altitude.
Okay, got it.
You taking notes?
Of course.
All right, this here is the cyclic stick. It'll control your altitude. It'll pull your nose up or down, bank left or right.
Okay, that's not so complicated.
It's not. Once you get the feel of how the aircraft responds to the controls, it's just a matter of doing it for a little while.
Still, I'm a little nervous. I've only flown little Cessnas, but never without my dad there with me. And that was 3 years ago. I mean, this is a big helicopter.
Don't think of it like that. Just remember, she will do exactly what you tell her to do.
And there are a lot of people counting on me.
Just relax. You'll do fine. That's why we're going over all this now, okay?
Okay. All right. Now, what's this one?
Last one. The collective control. That controls how fast the blade spins. The faster it spins, it'll start climbing in altitude.
Sounds simple enough. I think I can do it.
It's not that hard. If we have enough time, I can train whomever.
Now, the gauges look vaguely familiar. It's been a while, but I think I remember those.
All right. Well, this one here... And that is...
The team we sent out to find the other chopper.
I can't keep track of all these frickin' things.
Go ahead. We're listening.
We got a visual on the one we might be looking for. It's a big one.
Ask him what model it is. Is it in good shape?
Hey, Blue Jay. Raven here. How does it look? Any markings or numbers on her?
We can't get close. We just see her from a distance up high.
Well, that's not very helpful.
Look, it's on broken wings grid 9F. You can figure it out.
9F.
Look, we found one. Can we just head back now? We're running low on supplies.
Yeah. Broken wing says to come back here.
Here it is. This grid here.
The hospital.
Must be a medevac.
Those are usually good helicopters. Good space and stuff. Well maintained. Good find on that one.
Why didn't they get closer?
I doubt they could. That area's pretty damn dangerous. I'm guessing they scoped it out from a distance.
So we're gonna have to go get her?
Hold on. Let me get Saul. Hey, get back here. Got it?
Where'd he go?
Get cleaning supplies. Hey, get back to me. Got it?
He get hurt? I mean, he could have been attacked. Did anyone go with him?
I doubt it. Utility closet's on the outside.
Maybe he turned off his walkie-talkie. Hey!
He's taking our car!
Damn it, Saul, get back here! We talked about this!
Where the hell's he going?
You idiot!
What is he doing?
Apparently, he's done waiting around. Damn fool's going after Lizzie.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Scott Marvin, Tammy Klein, Jenna McCombie, Kevin Flood,
Shirley Jordan,
and Jane Lee Hotch. I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Produced by Grayson Stone, Shane Salk, and K.C. Wayland. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.